The egg from which I came was hidden beneath a great glass vessel upon the highest and most inaccessible of the partially ruined towers of ancient Thark. Once each year, my mother visited it for the 5 long years it lay there in the process of incubation. She dared not come oftener, for in the mighty guilt of her conscience she feared that her every move was watched. During this period, my father gained great distinction as a warrior, and had taken the medal from several chieftains. His love for my mother had never diminished, and his own ambition in life was to reach a point where he might wrest the medal from Tal-Hajis himself, and thus, as ruler of the Tharks, be free to claim her as his own, as well as, by the might of his power, protect the child, which otherwise would be quickly dispatched should the truth become known. It was a wild dream, that of wresting the medal from Tal-Hajis in 5 short years, but his advance was rapid, and he soon stood high in the councils of Thark. But one day the chance was lost forever, in so far as it could come in time to save his loved ones, for he was ordered away upon a long expedition to the ice-clad south, to make war upon the natives there, and despoil them of their furs, for such is the manner of the Green Barsoomian. He does not labor for what he can wrest in battle from others. He was gone for 4 years, and when he returned, all had been over for 3. For about a year after his departure, and shortly before the time for the return of an expedition which had gone forth to fetch the fruits of a community incubator, the egg had hatched. Thereafter, my mother continued to keep me in the old tower, visiting me nightly, and lavishing upon me the love the community life would have robbed us both of. She hoped, upon the return of the expedition from the incubator, to mix me with the other young assigned to the quarters of Tal-Hajis, and thus escape the fate which would surely follow discovery of her sin against the ancient traditions of the green men. She taught me rapidly the language and customs of my kind, and one night she told me the story I have told to you up to this point, impressing upon me the necessity for absolute secrecy and the great caution I must exercise after she had placed me with the other young Tharks to permit no one to guess that I was further advanced in education than they, nor by any sign to divulge in the presence of others my affection for her or my knowledge of my parentage. And then, drawing me close to her, she whispered in my ear the name of my father. And then a light flashed out upon the darkness of the tower chamber, and there stood Sarkoja, her gleaming, baleful eyes fixed in a frenzy of loathing and contempt upon my mother. The torrent of hatred and abuse she poured out upon her turned my young heart cold in terror. That she had heard the entire story was apparent, and that she had suspected something wrong from my mother's long nightly absences from her quarters accounted for her presence there on that fateful night.